This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agitavach, Agazintavach, Amazel Dikavach, Arafua Dikavach, Parnasa Dikavach, Alimud Bi'ian Dikavach. Okay, so today we do Chazara on Shabbos of the Blot. And the question came up that the Gemara on the top of Samach Chesamid Aleph says that a husband could only be Mefer Dvarim Beinoi Lebeina. Besides Nidrei Inoi Nefesh, the husband could be Mefer Nadarim Beinoi Lebeina. That, the Gemara says, the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel learns out, the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel uses the pasuk Bein Ish L'Ishtoi Bein Av Lebitoi, that a father, that Nar Murasa Avio Bal Mefir Nidareha. And what does the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel do with Im Haye Siela Ish? To learn out a different din of Rabbah. And what does Rabbah do with the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel? To learn out that the husband is Mefer Nedarim Beinoi Lebeina. That the husband, besides being able to be Mefer Nidrei Inoi Nefesh, the husband is Mefer Nedarim Beinoi Lebeina. So the question arose, we have a specific limitation that a husband could only be made for two kinds of nadarim. Husband can, let's say the woman says, you know, I'm not going to have popcorn. You know, they have a new kind of popcorn. They cover it with caramel and sugar and chocolate, right? It's the symptoms of the times. People think, I told you this many times, they think just because A is good and B is good and C is good and D is good, let's just mix it all together. Soon they're going to have pastrami, kishka, popcorn, right? Why? Because, well, let's just mix all hana together. It just, okay, that's a separate discussion. But let's say she asers that. The husband can't be made for it. It's not nidrei inoy nefesh. No one's going to have, nothing's going to happen to her if she doesn't have chocolate-covered popcorn. And it's not beinoy lebeina. So the husband is limited in his control over her nadarim. But what about the father? There is no discussion anywhere. Could the father be made for all nadarim or only nidrei inoy nefesh and between the father and the daughter, if there is such a thing? I understand between husband and wife, if there is a neder limiting their marital relations, that's beinoy lebeina. But what about the father's control? Is the father's control limited to nidrei inoy nefesh and nadarim beina lebeina? So basically what we're going to see is a three-way Machlokes Rishonim regarding the Nadarim of the father. Now, let's start with the Ran. The Ran says that Rabbah, what does he do with Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel? He learns it for Nadarim Shebeinu Lebeinu. Says the Ran, De Nidrei Inoy Nefesh Behedrik Sivi. Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, it says explicitly, Kol Neder V'chol Shvas Yisar La'anois Nefesh U'bein Ish La'ishtoi Yistricha. The words beinish leishta, we need it ledvarim shabeino lebeino lekaman beidach perkin mafarish mainiu. We'll explain what they are. Says the Ran, v'chi hechi debal enoy mefer benidrei ishta ela benadarim sheish beminoy nefesh adarim shabeino lebeino hachinami av enoy mefer benidrei bitoy ela elu bavad. Where the same limitations of a husband applied to the father. Where do we learn this from? V'hachi isa b'sifri einli ela bal she'ein mefer ela nadarim shebeinoy lebeina. I only know the husband can only be made for nadarim between him and her. Unadarim she'ish bahem inoy nefesh ha'av minayin. How do I know the father? Hare atadon loy zachisi ladon tamad loymar ela hukim beinish le ishtoy beinav lebitoy al karchanata makish es haav lebal ma habal ina mefer el advarm shvein el beino and advarm sheishvem inoy nefesh. So to the father. So the Ran is quoting the Sifri that the limitations of the father, of the husband, applied to the father. Likewise, the Ran quotes the Yushalmi. V'garsin nam Yushalmi, kol neder v'chol shivuas yisar le'anois nafesh yishah yikimenu v'yishah yifeirenu Ein li ela dvarim sheish van inoy. Nefesh van shvan lebeina minayin, bein ish le ishtoy. Ad kidoin bebal ba'av minayin. Mahabal eino mefer le nadarim sheish van inoy. Nefesh van shvan lebeina. Av av inoy mefer le nadarim sheish van inoy. Ubeina minayin. Okay, so the Ran quotes the Sifri and the Yerushalmi that the limitations of the husband apply to the father. Says the Ran, "Vezeh shaloi kedivrei Harambam zal." This is in contradistinction to Maimonides. Shekosav ha'av mefer kol nidrei bitoi. The Rambam says the father could be made for all the Nadarim. There are no restrictions on the father. So we're learning Machlokes Rishayim. The Ran quotes the Sifri and the Yerushalmi that a father is limited by the limitations of a husband. And then the Ran says, this is not like the Rambam who says, the father can make for a kol nidrei bitai. Fine, let's see, the Ran says the same thing later on, in the beginning of the next parak. Ve'elu nadarim shehu mefer, dvarim sheyesh bahen inoy nefesh, things that have affliction of the soul, im erchatz v'im lo erchatz, im eskashet v'im lo eskashet, says the Ran, the Elu Nadarim Shu Mefer, Shahabal Mefer, V'chein Ha'av Mefer Labitoi. Sheish Vamino Nefesh, Mefarsh B'Gemara, Du Adin De Mefer Nami, Dvarim Shabena Labena. It's not only Ino Nefesh. Basically, the Ran, Ela Denakat Hani, the reason it picked Ino Nefesh, the Fishu, Mefer oisim lagamri bein laatzei bein lachem hashen kim dvarim shemein olay shen mefer lachem alatzmei. Bottom line is the Ran again in the beginning of the next parak says that when we talk about the husband being mefer inoy nefesh, it's the same thing for the baal. And as we said, this is not like the Rambam. Let's see if we got the Rambam here. Yep, we got the Rambam here. You ready? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Parak Yud Beis. Kol hanedarim vashvois haav Mefer b'yoyim shamay shenemar kol nidareha ve'esareha aval abal eni yachal aver ala kol nidam reshuah sheish amino nefesh oishen dvam shemein albeina. The Rambam says explicitly a husband could be mefer everything. So the question is, wait a second, I thought the Ran quoted the Sifri and the Yerushalmi that says that the husband, that the father is limited to the husband's limitations. Let's see Rabbi Yosef Karai. So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'kasa Baal, what does that say? Mem Ayin? Yehuda, we'll find out what Mem Ayin is. What's Mem Ayin? V'kasa Baal, Mem Ayin. Basically, the Kesef Mishnah is going to bring a kash on the Rambam, that how could the Rambam argue on the Sifri, the rabbis of southern France asked on the Rambam from the Sifri that says that the father is limited by the husband's limitations. And the Rambam responded that it's difficult to say like that because we don't find in any Gemara in Shas or in any Tosefta to bring the drasha of the Sifri. So the Rambam holds the Lesalahi drasha, that the Bavli argues on the Sifri. Because the Sifri is the opinion of Ela Aliba de Reb Shimon, the Stam Sifri Kavase, the very important Yediya. The Sifri, the Stam Sifri goes like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. V'lai Kaimelon Hachi. We don't paskin that way. Ela Nektinan Kepashte Dekra. The Pasuk says, the dinim of Inoy Nefesh, La Anoy Snafesh, is said by the husband. It doesn't say it by the Baal. Ela Kol Nidareh, it says by the father. Kol nidareh ve'esareh ha'ashar nasavshah lo yakum. So basically, the Rambam responded that he's not going to, the Bavli doesn't bring the drushes of the Sifri. And the simple pasuk is mashma, not like the Sifri, that a father could be made for all nedarim. This is the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, so that's what I want to take from this Kesef Mishnah, that the Chachmei Luniel asked the Rambam, and the Rambam said, look, we don't find this drasha in the Bavli, and the Sifri, you could say, is Stam Sifri, is Reb Shimon, and the Bavli doesn't hold like that. Now, what I want to bring to your attention, the tour, is this the tour here? 1 second. The tour says something very interesting. Second, if I photocopied the right thing here. Hope so. Yeah, okay, let's see the tour. The tour says, Din ha'av imbitoi kechol din habal imishtai. The din of a father with his daughter is like the husband with his wife. Chutz mizeh sha'av yachal lahater lebitoi kishar chacham shari nishalin lekroivim. Besides for the fact that the father can be mater for his daughter like any chacham, v'harambam kasav sha'av mefer lebitoi kol inyanei nedarim. The Rambam says the father can be mefer all nedarim. He's not limited like a husband. V'loi nehira. It does not seem to be correct. V'harav Yechiel Chilek. Now we're going to see a third shita. So we saw the Ran holds the father is limited by the husband's limitations. The Rambam says the father can be made for everything. And we have a third shita in the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yechiel. V'harav Yechiel Chilek Koidem Shetesares Mefer Kol Nedarim. Rabbeinu Yechiel says before Erusin, the father could be made for everything. Avon Nisarsa, but if she had Erisin, Vames, and the husband died, Vames Habal, Vechazra Lashusai, and then she reverts back to the Rashus of the father, Oz Enoi Mefer, Elanidra Enei Nefesh. Now the father is limited by the husband's limitations. You hear this? In other words, that we have a third sheet on the Rishonim, that originally the Ran is correct, that the father can be made for everything. But after she becomes an Nar Murasa, and the husband dies, and what we call Nisroikna Rishus La'av, then it's only Nisroikna what the husband had, but not what the husband didn't have. She doesn't revert back to having the status that she had before. So the Torah says, V'adoini Avi Arash Zaloi Chilek Bezeh. My father, the Rush, did not make this distinction. And let's see what the Beis Yosef says on this tour.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
A diuk in that, if there was a shul which was made when the husband was alive.
Yeah.
And if a shul was made when after the husband died, and she was back in Rishus of, would it be the same case?
It seems like it.
Because the shul, again, talking about the case of whether if it's, they're each entitled to, in, obviously when they're both entitled to do it, the father can't be Mayfair, a nether that the husband can't, because then it can't be. Right? Because if the two of them have to do it together,
yeah,
obviously it can only be Inu Nefesh or Meinovet Levenatzel. But afterwards, when it's not Nisroikna is it talking about, is it the power for that particular nether, or is it the power to be made for nether that goes back to the husband, to the father? I would think there would be a chilas, you know, once it's, if it's like with a
Dach is Sha'achas? I'm not sure. Again, this distinction is trying to say that originally the father could do everything. Which, by the way, in what case is, I mean, something we have to think about is, let's say a Nara Hamarasa makes a neder, Beinoi Labein, the husband. So then what? According to the Ran, that a father is limited by the husband's limitations, so then how exactly do they both mata the neder together? Regarding the husband, it's Beinoi Labeina, but Lagabe, the father, it's not Beinoi Labeina. Okay, so that we have to think about. But this third sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel is the father originally is like the sheet of the Rambam, but afterwards it becomes like the sheet of the Ran. The Beis Yosef explains this based on the following idea. What is this third sheet? Hu bismag, because of Kedain, because this would basically answer what the Kesef Mishnah pointed out. On the one hand, the simple reading of the Pasuk implies the father can matter everything. On the other hand, the Sifri says the father is limited by the husband. The answer is they're both true. Originally, the father can be made for everything. But if she had Erisin, and then the husband died, then the father is limited by the husband's limitations. So the cause of Kedain, Kain kedeliyashiv pashtei dekra demashna dechal nedarim who mefer. The simple reading of the pasuk is that the father could mefer all nedarim. Dula yikshelahi the sefri, so you shouldn't be bothered by what it says in the sefri. The time of the milsum isham dekiman debaoida arusa ina av mefer el nedarim shabal yachal lahafer. Since when she's an arusa, the father could only be mefer what the husband can. Sharei eno mefer ela b'shutfas habal. He can only do it together with the husband. Afkishameis habal. So too, when the husband dies, the chazra l'rshusai, and she reverts back to his rishus. Enoi bedin sheyafer nedarim. It's not logical that he should be able to mefer nedarim shaloi hayachal lahafer kaidem lachin, that he couldn't do before. Similar to the story you were saying, Avi, that once he lost it, he's not going to get. Once there was a period of time that he didn't have it, he's not going to get it back. So basically, we have three shitais. You have the Ran, father is limited by the husband. You have the Rambam, he could do everything. And we have Rabbeinu Yechiel, that originally he could do everything, but then once she becomes an Amarasa, if the husband dies, he doesn't get it back. The Shulchan Aruch brings all three opinions of the Rishayim in our Gemara. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Lamed Dalet Sif Nun Ches Yesh Oimrim Shegam Ha'av Einoi Mefer Nadarim She'ein Bahem Einoi Nefesh. Who's that? The Ran. V'yesh Mishamater, and there are those who say he could do everything. Who's that? The Rambam. V'yesh Mishachilek Shekoidim Shenisarsa Mefer Kol Nadareha Avon Nisarsa V'meis Ha'oros V'chazol Ushusoy Oz Einoi Mefer El Nidrei Einoi Nefesh. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel. So all three shitas are found in the Rambam.
Not the Rambam.
Oh, in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Karen Oira asks a question on this third shita. And this is something that the Rosh Yeshivas deal with. He says, "Umitam zela hevanti das Rabbeinu Yechiel." I don't understand this third shita, Shehivi Ator in Reish Lamed Daled, that the Rabbeinu Yechiel is sort of machria, that before Erusin the father is mefer all nedarim, and afterwards, after it's nisroikna reshus la'av, he can only be mefer nidra inay nefesh. He says, "Ve'in tam laza." Kiven the legabe av kol nedarim shavin im kain laacher shenis roik nushas av gam kain en lechalek. If all nedarim are the same, So then after Nisroikna, why should we make this distinction? That which the Beis Yosef says, that Rabbi Yechiel is coming to answer. On the one hand, the simple reading of the Pasuk is the father could be made for everything. On the other hand, the Sefri Darshins, that the husband, the father is limited by the husband's limitations. The Hasefri Mairi La'achar Shenisroikna, that's, the Karen Aryeh says he can't say that. Because the Sefri explicitly says that before Erusin, the father could only be made for Nidra Iner Nefesh. Okay, so that's what I have for you this evening. The Chidushe Reb Aryeh Leib and Chidushe Reb Shmuel deal with this in-between opinion to try to explain how is it that beforehand the father can be made for everything and afterwards he can only do Nadarim Beinah Lebeinah. So Reb Leib tries to say Asvara that the din of Nisroikna is it only empties out in accordance with the power that the husband had. But the father cannot acquire more than the husband had. In other words, if the father is retrieving the power the husband had, and the husband only had kayach over Nidarim, Beinoi Labeina, and Nidra Inoi Nefesh, so that's all the father is going to get. But with those Nidarim that the Arus did not have control over, then maybe the father will not regain access to. In any event, it's Kedai that we spoke out these three opinions in the Gemara, the Ran, that the father is limited by the Baal, the Rambam, that father could do anything, and this third Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel, all three are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to come to this again in the beginning, in the very beginning of the 11th Parak. Agit Tevach, everyone. Shkayach.
Rabbi, is the Karen Ira saying that the Rabbi Yechiel Shita doesn't make sense, or that it's not a way to be Miyashay the other two, it's just a third opinion?
He's saying that what Rabbi Yechiel says will not answer for the Sefri, because the Sefri says explicitly that the drasha applies even before Erisin.
Right, so he's just
Chalikon,
or he can't be
Chalikon
either.
I mean, he's an Achrayin, so he can't argue on Rabbi Yechiel. Again, because the Karen Aryeh's question is if what Rabbi Yechiel's motivated by, if the objective of his opinion is to be able to reconcile the pasuk with the Sefri, he's not doing that. He's not reconciling the pasuk with the Sefri.
He's reconciling the pasuk with the limud of the Sefri, not the Sefri goes ahead and carries on further. The Sefri only goes ahead, and according to Rabbi Yechiel, I'll say the word gzeirah shavah, though I don't know what was there, but the limud that father and husband are alike is only during that period of when the Baal's alive. And the period where...
He's explaining that limud, but the Sefri itself uses that limud even before, so...
The Sefri carries it further to say that it's even...
But if you're trying to reconcile the Pasuk with the Sefri, why do you want to reconcile the Sefri? Because it's a Tanaitic source, so you're not reconciling it, because this Tanaitic source is using it even...
But the bottom of the line, so you can't reconcile the Sefri, but I guess from the Shulchan Aruch it still stands as a valid a third opinion.
Well, it is an opinion. I mean, Rabbi Yechiel is a Risha and the Karen Aryeh is an Achrayin, right? So he can't negate the fact that there is this third opinion. He's just saying that the way the Beis Yosef understood the third opinion is that it emerged to be able to reconcile. He's saying it's not doing that.
Okay. And since it's just the two of us on the chat now.
Yes.
The second Isha is also a Mabakei.
Okay.
Isha, Yikimenu, Isha, Yifirai.
Is it in this week's parsha?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.